Hello there, this is Jill from Reading in Berkshire, and I'm back again to record a few more lessons in the Feldenkrais lesson download series. I'm sorry it's been such a delay in getting things up, but this year's been pretty hectic, and so now I'm back fired up. I think October and the autumn must be a particularly productive time for me because I've just noticed it's nearly a year since we got things up. So this lesson we're going to be working on today is it's a wonderful lesson. It's a small part of a much bigger lesson. And this lesson is actually to do with how you use your eyes. Now, many of us think that when we look around, we are literally just using our eyeballs. But of course, our eyes are like every organ of the body. They have, if you like, a health of their own. And around the eye, you also have lots of muscles that move your eyes. I mean, the fact that you can keep your head still and you can look up and you can look down and look left and right. All of these activities take place because we're using muscles around the eyes. The action of seeing, of course, though, really happens in our brain. So, processing the information that comes in through our eyes is actually done through our brain. Quite a lot of the lesson that we're going to be doing today, it's a shortish lesson, about 25, 26 minutes. But quite a lot of this lesson is going to be done with your eyes closed, using your imagination. And this lesson is actually a brilliant lesson to do if you spend time sitting at a computer screen. You can use this lesson to enable you just to let your eyes have a rest. You start the lesson in sitting, and I would suggest that one of the simplest configurations to arrange yourself in is sitting at a comfortable chair at a desk or a table so that you can rest one elbow on the table. Alternately, you can rest one elbow onto pillows or cushions or a support so that your thumb and index finger of the hand that is lifted. If your elbow is on the table, one hand will be lifted. So that the thumb and index finger are approximately level with your eyes and your head. So you could also just sort of balance one knee up so that you could manage to get that finger and thumb in that configuration opposite your eyes. What I want you to do is to just sit in this configuration, perhaps with your right arm lifted. And your right hand opposite to your eyes, and I want you just to close your eyes. That's right. Just close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, I want you to imagine a torch, a beam of light that is coming out from the fingers of your right hand, and that beam is shining from the fingers of your right hand to the pupil of your right eye. That's right. So it's like a line of light. And now I'd like you to imagine that instead of it being a line of light, this is actually a thread. So if you could imagine a thread, the type of thread that we use in sewing or that we actually thread a necklace onto, this black thread is now running from the thumb and index finger. So it's as if you're holding the end of this thread. And it's running from the thumb and index finger all the way directly to the pupil of your right eye. And on that thread is a pearl. It is a silver pearl, or a black pearl, or a white pearl, whatever colour you want it to be. But it is a pearl, and it is on this thread. And I want you to begin to start to move the pearl along the thread. So you start to move the pearl along. You move the pearl along. So the pearl starts from just in front of the pupil of your right eye. And in your imagination, in your mind's eye, you can see this pearl. And you start to move it along the thread towards The end of the thread that is being held between your thumb and index finger, that's right. So you move the pearl along, and when it reaches the thumb and index finger, the end of that thread, you're going to move it back in close again. So you move that pearl all the way along, right back to the pupil, and then do that one more time. Move that pearl out along the thread, all the way out to the fingers where you've got your hand in front of you. That's right. And then move it all the way back in again. And when it reaches the pupil, just allow it to rest there for a minute and then draw your attention to that thread. And as you're drawing your attention to that thread, I want you to think of the halfway point. So the halfway point between your pupil and your right hand. And now measure that distance and move the pearl so that it is just to that halfway point. So you move the pearl along, allow it to rest there, stop at that halfway point, and then move it on again to complete the other half of the distance of the thread. And when it gets out to the fingers, let it rest there for a second. And then move it back. So with all the time with your eyes closed, moving the pearl in the imagination back to that halfway point, let it rest there, and then move it on back in close to your eye. That's it, so it rests near the pupil. And then practice that once more. And as you're doing that, notice what's going on with your breathing. As you allow yourself to move this point, put the pearl to the halfway point, notice what's happening with your breathing. And then move the pearl all the way out to your fingers. And then move it back in to the halfway point, being aware of how it feels to do this with your eyes closed all the time in your imagination. And moving the pearl back to the pupil of your eye, your right eye. And now this time I want you to move that pearl out along that line again. So your right hand is holding the end of the thread. Pearl is now halfway along the line, and allowing the pearl to stay where it is and your right hand to stay where it is holding the end of the thread, I want you to bring up your left hand, and I just want you to imagine that you're just reaching up and you're going to hold that pearl. So you've got the pearl halfway along that line, and you're just putting the thumb and index finger of your left hand just to hold that pearl, and then open your eyes and notice where your left hand is in relation to your right hand. Is your left hand halfway along that line? Is it crossing over? How accurate were you in your assessment of where the line was going between your right eye, the pupil of your right eye, and your right hand? That's it. And then just close your eyes again and bring your left hand down. And allow the pearl to carry on towards your right hand, and then just opening your eyes, allow yourself to notice what it feels like now as you just look around the room. Notice how your breathing is. Notice how it feels to look out of that right eye. And notice what it's like to look out of the left eye. And notice if there's any difference now in the way it is to look out of your eyes or if it's the same. And then just close your eyes once more. And this time you're going to bring up that left hand. So this time you're going to bring up your left hand. So your right hand can rest down, and your left arm is raised now so that your left thumb and index finger are pointing towards your left eye, if you like. They're holding the end of this torch, and the beam is shining straight into the pupil of your left eye. And there's a comfortable little distance between your left hand and the left eye, and this beam turns into a black thread. So now you've got this black thread that's extending from the left hand to the left eye, from the index finger and thumb. You're holding the end of this thread, and it's got a pearl on it. So it can be a silver pearl, whatever color pearl you want it to be. And begin to start this process once more of just moving this pearl along this left sided thread. So in your imagination, in your mind's eye, visualizing this pearl along this thread, moving along the thread towards your index finger and your thumb holding. So all the way along, the pearl moves all the way along to the thumb and index finger, and then it moves all the way back. That's right. So just moving the pearl at whatever pace feels comfortable for you, all the way along and all the way back to the pupil of the eye. That's right. Noticing how you can move this pearl from the left eye, from the center of the pupil, all the way along this thread to your fingers. And then when it gets to the fingers, you can move it all the way back again. That's right. Take your time. Notice how it feels on this side to be moving. Notice if it feels the same on this side or if it feels different from the other side. And then back to what we did on the other side, so that as you start moving the pearl from the pupil out towards your hands, I want you to stop the pearl halfway along its path. So you stop the pearl halfway along the path so that you're measuring the distance in your mind's eye, and you're stopping that pearl so that the distance from the pearl to your pupil and the pearl to your fingertips is the same. And then continue sliding that pearl gently and slowly along that line, noticing if it slides easily or if it tends to jump or get stuck anywhere. All the way out to your fingers of your left hand. And then when it reaches the fingers, the same on the return. So sliding back to the halfway point, stopping there, noticing your breathing, and then slide the pearl again back to your pupil. And when you feel as if you know exactly where this halfway point is between the pupil of your left eye and your left fingers, leave the pearl resting there in space in your mind's eye, and with your left hand staying exactly where it is, reach up with the index finger and the thumb of your right hand, reach across and hold this imaginary pearl. And then open your eyes and notice where your right thumb and index finger are in relation to your left hand. Notice how accurate you were in your judgment as to how a halfway point is, or where the halfway point is. And just observe if there is any disparity between where your pupil is and where your left hand is. If there were to be a line going straight the way across, where is your right hand? Is it to left or right, or right actually on this line? Just notice it. It's just interesting to observe. And then close your eyes and bring your right hand down and begin to come back to playing with this pearl, still staying on the left string. So it's a left pearl. And I'd like you to begin to start to move it now a little more quickly. So you can move the pearl back in a little more quickly to the eye and just play with it. Notice if you could string this pearl along at any desired speed. You know, you can slow it down, you can speed it up. And if you can manage to speed it up, notice if you can just sort of almost bounce it between your finger and your pupil of your eyes so that the pearl is sliding quickly, it's bouncing backward and forward, so it's just stopping at the pupil, and then it's bouncing back to the fingers, bouncing back. Notice what it feels like. Notice what it's like to move it quickly, and notice what it's like to move it slowly. Notice which feels easier for you. Notice what effect this has on your breathing as you play with just moving the pearl. And if you feel it isn't so simple or it's not so comfortable, just do what you feel is easy. Just do what you feel works for you. Notice how it is for you to move. Notice your breathing. Sometimes if your breathing becomes a little bit erratic, you might notice you're holding your breath. Allow yourself just completely relax into this. Notice if your jaw is tensing, or let everything be nice and easy. And let that just let it go. Open your eyes and have a look around and notice now how it feels. Look out of your left eye and your right eye. Notice how the looking is when you just open your eye and look through your eyes. Notice what it feels like. Just gazing out of the left eye, and then allow yourself to come back to closing your eyes and bring your right hand up this time. So with your right hand up, with your right hand in that configuration so that you've got the index finger and thumb of your right hand distanced, so that it were a beam of light shining from the fingertips would penetrate through the pupil of your right eye, and just imagine that being converted into a black thread with that pearl upon it. This time moving the pearl on the thread on the right side, and again playing with this idea of moving the pearl along, allowing yourself to explore the different speeds at which you could choose to move this pearl. You could move it quickly, you could move it slowly. And you could even do what you did on the other side, which is just bounce the pearl backwards and forwards. So the pearl is bouncing to your fingers, bouncing back to the eye, bouncing to the fingers, back to the eye. That's it, it's moving. And notice how quickly or slowly you can do this comfortably. Moving it as slowly as you want to, noticing if there's any juddering of the pearl moving along the eye, along the thread rather. Notice if there's any juddering of the pearl moving along that thread. And then moving it quickly, changing the speed of that pearl moving along that thread. That's right. Notice what it's like to do it on this side. That's it. And then just let it go. Open your eyes and notice now what it's like to look around. And if you can look out of a window, or if you can look a little bit further away, if you're sitting in the office, you can look way away, perhaps into the corner or up into the distance. Look out of the window as far away as you can. And let's notice what it's like just to allow your gaze to move towards the distance there. And then allow your gaze to move to something a little closer, say it may be that it's actually the window frame, maybe it's something on your desk. Allow your gaze to move a little closer, and then just allow your gaze just to move out again to look at something a long way away. And just bring one hand up and cup it over your left hand, your left eye. So you're bringing your left hand up and cupping it over your left eye, just with your eye still staying open, but your hand cupping out all of the light so that you're looking out of your right eye, and allow yourself to continue just gazing out into the distance, looking far away, and then gazing close, looking at something close by, and noticing the differences, the different feeling around the eye and in your face as you gaze to the distance. And then just gazing at something close. That's right. And then uncover your left eye and cup over your right eye and do the same with the left eye now. So your right eye is covered, so no light can get through. You've got a nice cup there. And you gaze away into the distance, looking far away with your left eye, just gazing, noticing what you see. And then bringing your gaze to something close. And then gazing away into the distance. And bringing your gaze to something close. And then bring both hands to cover your eyes. So both hands are now covering your eyes, and close your eyes so that it is completely dark. So you've got your eyes cutting out all the light, your eyes are closed. And allow yourself just to relax. And with those eyes covered, with your hands making a nice seal to stop any of the light from coming in, just allow them to be little cups, if you like, so that you can open your eyes underneath your hands, keeping out the light, and you can open your eyes, you can allow your eyelids to be open, and just noticing the dark, and allow your eyes to be completely relaxed. And then take your hands away and just have a look around and notice what it's like now. Observe what you can see, how easy it is, how difficult it is for you to just look into the distance, and then just gaze close by. That's right, and allow yourself just to come back into yourself And stand up and have a walk around. And as you walk, just glance around the room, noticing how you're taking information in through your eyes, what it feels like, and allow yourself just to be completely relaxed. That's right. Now, this forms part of a much longer lesson. This 25-minute sequence forms part of a much longer lesson. But even this small part, you can practice easily to be able to do at home if you spend a lot of time, as I say, at the computer. And have a practice. Let me know how you get on with this. Always leave some feedback if you want to. And I look forward to joining you again relatively soon to bring you another lesson in the Feldenkrais lesson download series. And if you're around in the UK, you may like to get in touch with me. I may be running some workshops down in Berkshire, and I'd be delighted to have you to come along and try some of this out for yourself. Thank you.